mother and some of them here in the office, but I've been missed you, and I was afraid I'd miss you again because you're so damn busy making money that you won't stay at one place over 20 minutes. I thought you had all the filthy gold you ever needed or wanted, and now I put in a call, and before you can reply to it, they say you've gone to another banking house or something to make some more.
Yeah, well, I'm calling you because Governor Brown has asked me to do something because he says I'm the most prominent unemployed man in California.
Yeah, you got my sympathy, I know.
tell you what, he wants to set up a commission to go into that.
He's talked to me all about it, and I told him that I thought you'd be the best man in America for it. I told our people that have been working with him, and I just couldn't conceive of a more judicious or patriotic or a keener or a better analytical mind than yours, and that I just didn't think that he could search the world over and find a better one, and that he just ought to make you do it.
All right. Well, I'll have to touch base with you before I agree to do it, and I'm inclined to do it if I can help him out.
I just would do it, and
I think this is a problem that's of gravest importance to the whole country.
It certainly is, and it's we're on powder kegs in a dozen places, and what are we ultimately going to have to do? You just have no idea of the depth of the feeling of these people. I see some of the boys work to me that have had 2,000 years of persecution and how they suffer from it. But these groups, they got really absolutely nothing to live for. 40% of them unemployed, and these youngsters, and they live with rats, and they've got no place to sleep, and they start their all broken homes and illegitimate families, and all the narcotics are circulating around them, and we've isolated them, and they're all in one area, and when they move in, while we move out, and we've got some of them in the Army, but we won't take any of them anymore. 53% last month were rejected of the total 100 that were brought in. 53 out of every 100 were cut back. Good many of them are Negroes, so the white boys are doing all the fighting. They won't let them go in because the IQ is too low, or the health's too low, or they don't know how to wash their teeth or shave. And Bob McNamara thinks he ought to be pulling a bunch of them in, letting them do some of the fighting along with others, but they don't. And we've just got to find some way to wipe out these ghettos and find someplace housing and put them to work. We trained 12,000 last month and found jobs for them. Unemployment's down to a little under 4.5 now. Business is doing a good job.
Well, all right, now I'll go ahead with this then. And I'm going to be down there in Washington tomorrow, the next day. And if you've got a minute, I'll try and get
in. Be glad to.
Be glad to.
Be glad to. I'd love to see you. You call Jack Valenti, and I'd love to see you. Marvin Watson, either one.
All right, fine. But I don't want to impose on you.
That's right.
I know how busy you are.
Thank you.